A program Congress has extended 10 times over the last 4 years is expected to end this month. It's the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program. It's been a safety net for 400,000 people in Washington. But the majority of people who were cut off from benefits before finding work are still looking. That's 120,000 people, a number larger than Microsoft's entire workforce. Carolyn Adolph has this profile of two people who were cut off and continue to struggle.
This is a story about two people who are so different from one another and who have so much in common.
My name is Amy Reed.
My name is Christopher Klo.
Amy and Christopher both lost their jobs in the recession. Amy because her company made mortgage software. Christopher because the restaurant he worked in closed. Both received federal unemployment benefits for 99 weeks. That's almost 2 years. For Amy, it was a tough adjustment.
I was always very proud that I could work so that my husband could pursue his passion, which is science. I've just always been proud to take care of the income.
During her 99 weeks of benefits, Amy got interview after interview, but never a job.
I would get a little, out of sorts with family and friends who said, "Oh, it's great. You can just stay home." They didn't realize that my income was so crucial to the family.
When the benefits ran out, Amy cut meat out of their meals. Beans only. That way they could keep the mortgage paid and keep her husband in his PhD program. They ate deep into their savings. She dropped the professional memberships she needed to qualify for a job in her field, human resources.
Gosh, it's a slippery slope, and it's hard to stay positive about it because you realize what you're losing.
No, I'm going to definitely take one of these. This will be nice to share with people at the shelter, you know.
Going to the food bank is a regular errand for Christopher Klo. His unemployment benefits ran out a few months after Amy Reed's. Unlike Amy, he was on the edge in no time. He sold his prized possession to keep his apartment. It was a 1978 Fender Stratocaster.
I named it Vivian. I sold it for, I think, $800, something like that, to just to get my January rent taken care of.
6 months after that, he was evicted, couch surfing, and getting ill. He found his safety net at Harborview Hospital and later with Harborview's Pioneer Square Clinic.
Yeah, it's like Jackie Chan in a movie, like falling out the window, but there's fortunately a canopy that he lands on.
It's not lost on Christopher that he's homeless because his jobless benefits ran out, but he's not angry.
Well, disappointed and sad, but certainly not mad because it was a privilege, which as an American who's paid taxes in the past, I deserved the privilege, but only for 99 weeks.
The state of Washington checks wage records, looking for signs that people like Christopher and Amy have finally found work. 70% haven't. Cheryl Hutchison speaks for the Employment Security Department.
So that's really troubling. It's showing that these individuals who are unemployed for a long term really are having challenges that extend even beyond their benefit.
The question is what's supposed to happen now. In Amy's case, she's okay. Her husband's got his PhD and has a good job.
That's a big change.
But she'll never feel right until she has a job. Christopher has stopped looking for work. He spends his days looking for food, shelter, and medical help. But he's forging on.
I'm trying to meet every challenge in a way that will move me forward.
I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.